Okay, we now begin Masechtas Krisos. Masechtas Krisos is about, well, allegedly, it's about Kares. Like all Masechtas that say they're about something, they're usually not about that. Most of it's about Kares, Kares-related issues. Here we go. Shloshim v'sheish Krisos b'Torah. There are 36 Averos in the Torah that if you do that Avera, you will get Kares. However, Rashi right away points out, now, I'm not sure this is Rashi. It might be Rashi, it might be some other Mefarish. The scholars have a dispute about it, the Gadol have a dispute about it, I'm not 100% sure who this Papirish is. Anyway, whoever it is, he says, Kol Hanach Krisos b'mezid below Hasra. That's if you do this Avera b'mezid without Hasra, you'll get Kares. However, if you had Hasra, then there is no Kares. Avol I ikah Hasra, but if it is Hasra, then Yesh mehan b'chenek, some are chenek, Yesh mehan b'skila, some are skila, Yesh mehan b'malkas, some are malkas, v'shogig, and if you did it v'shogig, chatos, you have to bring a chatos. Okay? Then Rashi says, now we're going to start listing off the 36, and the order is a funny order, because we start off with Arayas, then we switch to strange things, and then like Mishkav Zohar, and then we go back to more Arayas. So Rashi says, yeah, because it's clustered in terms of the severity of the punishments. So the first few are skila, then it switches off. So even though, here we go, number one. Number one, habala aim. Somebody has a relation with his own mother. Or, ala ishazav. Or your stepmother. Even if it's not your mother, it's your father's wife. Number three, ala kala, your daughter-in-law. Number four, now, habala zachar, a behema, or, I'm sorry, a male, or bala behema, or an animal. Or, number six, Isha Hamivia Behema Aleha. Or if a woman has relations with an animal, those are strange Averis, then we go back. Habal Isha Bita, somebody has relations with a mother, and then the mother's daughter, in other words, your stepdaughter, or your mother-in-law and her mother, right? An Isha and a Bita.
No,
No, it has to be a valid marriage.
Isn't the problem the mother and the daughter together, not the
it's the, what?
The problem is that it's a mother and a daughter together.
No, but one of them you're married to.
Why?
That's the halacha. That's what it is. Rashi says it. What? No, you're married to somebody. It's not that a guy has relations with Leah and then with Dina. No, it's not what the case is. Leah's a single girl and Dina's a single girl. Right? Leah's a mother. Whether she's married or not, it's irrelevant. It's your own wife. And then your own wife's daughter or your own wife's mother. That's what it is.
A relationship with your wife.
Exactly. And then it's the second one. It's the. So look at Rashi. We're gonna get to it later in the Gemara. It's Isha Ubita, what I have over here. Yeah. Or the daughter's daughter or the daughter's son. One second. It says in the Pasuk, Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Sigala. Ervas Isha Ubita, a woman and her daughter. Lo sigala. Esbas bina, the granddaughter, the esbas bita, either the son's daughter or the daughter's daughter, lo siga chervasa. Right? Yeah. So the Gemara in Yavama says, this is only if you're married to them, one married to one of them. If you're married to one of them, then it's us or in the second one. That's what it's told me. You have to be married to one of them validly. So if you're married to somebody, you can't have a relationship with that woman's daughter, or granddaughter, or her mother or her grandmother.
So an ex-wife who then has a daughter...
No, not even an ex-wife. It can even be married to you. It's your stepdaughter. It's not your daughter. It's your wife's daughter.
Right. No,
so it's Isha Ubita, her daughter, even her granddaughter, or her mother or her grandmother. It goes in both directions. Because then it'll be Isha Ubita, right?
I got this. I don't understand this thing. Because all those are... Is there anyone?
No, they're not. Why is your stepdaughter Usher? Your wife's daughter?
Sure.
Why? Is that your daughter? Is that related to you? Your wife's daughter? Where does it say it's Usher? This is the Usher. Okay.
Why is it Isha?
Because it only applies to someone you're married to. If you go to some woman, a random woman, and you have a relation with her, and then the next night her daughter, you don't violate this.
You violate something else.
That's something else. And if they're both single, you didn't violate anything. Right? It's only you're married to one of them, and then you have a little bit with the other one. Either the daughter or the granddaughter. By the way, it could be your wife's son's daughter. It's also a problem. Right. Your wife's sons are not even related to that person.
Right?
That's the sister. Okay, next. That was number, good, next. Then the Eishes Ish. Any married woman is Eishes Ish. Right? Number 9. Haba Alachoso, your sister. Alachos Aviv, your... What? Your father's sister, right? Alachos Ima, your mother's sister. Alachos Ishto, your wife's sister. Al Eishes Achiv, your brother's wife. Right? Your sister-in-law. Al Eishes Achi Aviv, your father's brother's wife. Right? Skip the parentheses. Number 15, Vala Nida. Can't be with Anita, it's Achiv Kares. Okay, those are all the Arias. So in the middle, we had these funny behemoth things. That's because there's more severe. Okay. Your brother's married to somebody, right? That's okay. Called your brother's wife. Yeah. It's even worse.
Same thing.
Well, it's worse. You may have twice. We're going to get to that.
It says very issue.
No, no.
It's the wife of your brother's, of your, the wife?
The wife of your brother.
Father's brother.
Right. Okay. No, so he's asking if she's a married woman, then she's already an Eishes Ish. In Echanami, it's Chayef twice.
The wife of your mother's sister. The wife of your mother's...
That's not on the list. It's not on the list. Only your father's brother, not your mother's brother. Right, it's not on the list. Many of the Arayas from the mother are not the same as from the father. Right.
No, essentially, no, even if she's not married to his brother.
Anymore.
Right.
Right. All these Arayas apply even if they're not married, except for... Right, fine. Very good. Next, the Hamagadif, if you curse God. The over Avodas Kochavim, Avodas Zara. No say Mizaro Lamolech, which is a specific kind of Avodas Zara. Right? Balov, which is also another kind of Avodas Zara. Next, number 20, Hamachal Shabbos. If you Machal Shabbos, like the whole Masecht about that, because two words, Machal Shabbos, right? There's so much in there. Number next, Tamei She'achal Kodesh, if a Tamei person ate Kodeshim, or Va'abola Mikdash Tamei, or went to the base of Mikdash and he was Tamei, either of those two things. Ochal Chelev, somebody ate Chelev, Chelev is so much, you get courage for that. Chelev, Dam, the blood, Noser, leftover Karbanos, Pigel, if you ate Pigel, that means you had a wrong Machshava, and then you ate it, you get kares for that. Again, all this is without hasra. But you did it benezid. Right? Va'ashochet, if you shecht, or va'amala, or you bring up a kodshim bachutz, outside the Beit HaMikdash, right? Either shechting or doing other procedures of karbanas. Up to number 29. Va'ochel chametz b'pesach, somebody eats chametz on Pesach, you get kares for that. Ochel, someone eats, v'ose, malacha, or does malacha b'yom ha-kippur, on Yom Kippur, that's kares. V'hava fatim es ha-shemen, if somebody copies the shemen ha-mishcha, he makes the same ingredients, the shemen ha-mishcha, you get kares for that. V'hava fatim es ha-ketores, if somebody makes the same ingredients for ketores, you get kares for that. Also, v'hasach, if you use the Shemen HaMishcha for yourself, you pour it on yourself, you anoint yourself. Okay? That's 34. And the last two, HaPesach VaHamila, if you don't bring a Karban Pesach, and you don't get a Brismila, those are Aseis, Mitzvah Saseh Al Elu, these are Mitzvah Saseis, Chayav and Al Zadono Kares, Val Shigagas V'Chatas. If you don't, the only time you have two assays, if you don't do the assay, you're going to get kares, and if you do pishogi, you have to bring a carbon. Fine? Okay. Al elu chayav and al zdono kares, val shigas v'chatas. All these, if you did it on purpose, you get kares, without hasra, and if you did a pishogi, you have to bring a chatas. Now, va'alo hod shalahem, if you're not sure if you did it, then asham tolui. Then you bring an asham tolui. What's an Asham Tolui? What do you mean I'm not sure? That's a Shogig. No. Shogig means I forgot that it was Shabbos and I turned the light on. Asham Tolui is different. Asham Tolui, we said the other day, I have in my refrigerator two bags packed for lunch. One's for me, one's mine, and one is my neighbor, the guy. He asked me if I could put his lunch in the refrigerator. And I grabbed one bag, I don't remember which bag I grabbed. One's kosher, one's not kosher. And I ate one. I don't know which one I ate. So then you bring in Asham Tolui. Now, Yes, it does. If you did that, I don't know if I didn't have it. Maybe I didn't have Eira, and then I did nothing. Maybe I ate the kosher bag. If I ate the kosher bag, nothing happened. If I ate the treif bag, I didn't have Eira. So I bring an Ashram Talui till I discover, maybe I'll never discover, till I discover what happened. Rashi has a long mash on both Rashi on the left side. Rashi says that.
You weren't sure you did it, or you weren't sure? No, you definitely did something.
It was dark.
So Rashi says, I'm on the left side, like about 15, 20 lines before the lines get wide, before the lines finish, where it's a whole long thing. He says, Delo is yad e ba al ishto. You don't know if you had a relation with your wife, shalo kedarka. Oh, ba al azachar, o al abahema. Or maybe it was a man, and maybe it was an animal. That's what Rashi says.
What?
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
That's why he doesn't know. Either was my wife.
Or a Zachar.
If it was my wife, it was okay. But if it was a Zachar, it's a problem. So I don't know. So you bring it up from Tully. Right? Rashi right away jumps on the first one that's the hardest one to explain. Right? V'huadin lachwiti. And the same thing will apply to all the other 34 on the list. Right? Vayisha Meviya, listen to this. Wait, we're not finished. The Isha Meviya Behema Oleha. One of the 36 is a woman brings an animal to her.
Right.
What's that case? Nami, the Sivur Lahavi Adam. She thought she was bringing a person. Maybe she brought a person, Vahavi Behema, and it turned out to be a Behema.
Okay? Behema.
That's number one. Also, Vanida. What about Anida? The Sivur Tahari. I forgot. I thought maybe she was Tar. So, it's not a question of a Shogig. She was really Anida, and turns out she wasn't. That's a Shogig. I thought it was Shabbos. I forgot it was Shabbos, and then I drove my car. That's a shogig. Here, I don't even know if she was Anita. Maybe she was. Maybe she wasn't. Right? Megadev. Because a lot of these are not so simple to explain. Megadev. What's Megadev? How do you curse Hashem thinking it's mutter? Kesavur mevarechu Hashem ben shtei osios ubirech Hashem dalat osios. If you don't remember, if you did Hashem name with two letters or like a yud and a hey or four letters, so why does that make it a show? Why does that make it an usham? How does that turn it into, I'm not sure which food I ate. I'm not sure how this really works.
The Ashram
Talmud
doesn't have to go on every single one if it doesn't work.
No, but he says it does. You're only chayiv on one with four letters. So what, you're not sure, you don't know which one you said? That must be the case. You don't know which one you said. You don't know which name of God you cursed. Yeah.
Hashem knows what you said. The whole thing is you and Hashem.
You don't know which bag you ate. You don't know which bag you ate. It could be a treif, it could be a kosher. You don't know. So you bring an Ashram Talui, which will protect you from any problems in case you did something wrong. Hashem knows. It's not about Hashem, it's about you. Okay. Right? Hashem knows.
It's amazing it's between you and Hashem.
It's always between you and Hashem. But Hashem wants you to bring this Ashram. You listen, the Musar is, you should feel so bad that even I might have done something wrong. I might have done an Avera. Right? Say, what do you want from me? Maybe I did, maybe who knows? I'm never gonna find out. I took my bag and the guy ate his bag. I'm never gonna know. You have to bring an usher for that. This is harsh. It's serious business being a Jew. It's not such a simple thing. Nothing that matters. It does matter. Right? Next.
Can I just ask a real question? We've learned before that if you do an action that's chayav misa, but in the process you do something that's chayav malkus, then you only
get the misa.
More severe thing. So do we understand here that misa from a beis din is a more severe penalty than krisa?
That's less. It's less severe.
So why do we...
There's no hasra. You didn't tell anybody you're doing this.
Right, but so...
You bechal Shabbos by yourself. You get curries for that. If you got hasra, then we'll give you misa's beis din. You didn't get Asra. How can we give you Mises Beth? No one knows you did it. Right. Only you and only God know you did it. And you did it amazing.
But it's odd that Krisus is worse than Mises Beth.
Why?
Is Krisus worse?
That's what he's asking.
Right. So if you say that Krisus is worse, it's odd that you would be punished more stringently if you didn't have a warning. You would think if you had the warning, you were over something that's much stricter.
So who said that? Who said it's worse?
I get it.
I don't know. It's a good question. We're going to get to that later, I think, in the Masechta. That's another point. Can you do tshuva?
He did it.
So on Misas Bezin, you cannot do tshuva.
Exactly.
You cannot do tshuva Misas Bezin. Right? They warn you, and you b'chal shabbos anyway. Oh, I did tshuva now.
You're not going to talk to tshuva anyway.
Why?
Kill you immediately.
Right. Oh, what do you mean? You have a few hours.
No.
You do real tshuva. It doesn't matter. You do the crime, you have to get punished. What?
You can die before 60.
We'll get to what kares is. But we don't even know what it is yet. Anyway, avodah zarah. What about avodah zarah? How can you do avodah zarah with an asham? Kasavor, you thought zivuach v'kitor asra Torah. The Torah did Asr bowing down. How is that a Asham? That's a Shogi.
Right.
I didn't know it's Asr. I'm not 100% sure how that makes it into an Asham. I didn't know Yahweh would do that on Shabbos. I didn't know. What's that? That's a Shogi. That's an Asham.
I think the throwing the stones at Mercury. I think that was the problem. You knew you were throwing it at it. You just weren't exactly sure of the specifics of it.
Uh-huh. So isn't that a Shogi, though?
I don't think so.
So then, Dalet Elo Avodah Zarah, Molech. What about Moloch? How do you do Moloch with an Asham? How do you do Moloch? Not b'mezen, not b'shogig. So, Kesavur, Lahavir, Adam, Acher, you thought you were bringing someone else, Lahavir's b'no, and it turned out to be your son.
You served it wrong.
You served it wrong.
It's the same thing.
Okay, served it wrong. Balov, Nitzchavein, Likish of Acher. You wanted to do some other magic, and you ended up doing Ov. Again, you did...
That's not an Asham, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Shabbos, Cholhu. You thought it was a weekday. Wait a minute. If you thought it was a weekday,
that's a shogi.
What's going on here? And Rashi keeps on going. Kodesh, kasavar basacholinu. How could you eat that kachim? I thought it was cholin. I didn't realize it was kachim. The mikdash, kasavar baizachel. You went to the base of mikdash, you were talking. I thought it was a museum. I didn't know it was a base of mikdash. Isn't that a little shogi? How's that asham? I'm not. Chelev, kasavar shuman. Chelev, I thought it was kosher. Dam. Kasavar tchal. I thought it was some tchal spleen. So I thought it was mut. I thought it was kosher. I didn't realize. Lashon acher dam kasavar shadam chagavim o dam dogim. I thought it was grasshopper blood or fish blood, which is mutter. Lashon mori noser pigle kasavar kosher. You thought it was kosher. All these pigle noser, all the things I'll eat. Shochet bachutz kasavar behemoth chulin. I didn't realize it was a carbon. I thought it was chulin. Male, lacha, lacher, iser, fine. It keeps on going. Pesach, Yom Kippur, Kasav, Yom Zacholhen, you thought it was a weekday. Yom Kippur, you thought it was a weekday. You drove your car around. It's not. Shemen, Uktores, Nishavin, Lasam, Manim. You just wanted to make some medicine. It turns out you made the Ktores. You didn't realize what you were doing. So, well, that could be maybe a shogig. It's hard to decide when something turns into a shogig and when it turns into an asham.
You didn't bring that down yet.
What do they say?
Not so simple. No, not at all.
Right, not so simple.
The way you explained it was easy, but it doesn't follow.
It doesn't follow. That's normally what an asham is.
Doubt and accident are two different things.
Correct. But then you have another kind of asham, where, let's say, on Shabbos, I know that you're not allowed to pull things out of the ground on Shabbos. I know you're not allowed to do that. But there's flowers in my lawn, and my wife really needs flowers. I'm going to do it anyway. But I want to pull the red ones, and I pull the white ones. The red roses, and I pull the other daisies, the blue ones. That's also a shogig. It's also not a shogig. It's not my kavana was. Complicated halachas about asham. Very complicated. That's not so simple. So, that's not a simple thing, but we have to move on. Next.
It just is a shogig, we have one item, one issue, and the...
asham is when you have two. Like two different flowers. Right. Okay, it's not so simple. Okay, next.
Yeah, because he's definitely guilty of something.
Where?
That's why the asham works.
Because he's guilty of something. But a shogig, you totally didn't know anything.
I didn't know the shabbos. Here, I knew it was Shabbos, but...
I thought you were allowed to do this.
No, that's also shogi. It's also shogi.
You just weren't sure exactly what you did.
Right, so we have to... Right. Now, we just said that for every Avera, you bring a chatas if you did a shogig, and an ashram if you don't know if you did it. Chutz, except in a tummy you mikdash or uktashav, except for those tumah, either you ate kachim and you were tummy, or you visited the base of mikdash when you were tummy. Because you don't bring a carbon chatas for that. You bring a carbon chatas for that, true, but it's an ol v'yore, which means it goes by how your pocketbook, how your tax bracket. Since it's an ol v'yore is a chatas. So don't get the word ol trick you. The word ol v'yore is a chatas. But if you machal Shabbos, you have to bring a chatas. If you eat on Yom Kippur by b'shogeg, you have to bring a chatas. By these two, it's called an ol v'yore, which means either an animal, a bird, or a flower. Since it's a choice, depending on your tax bracket, it's not a full-fledged chatos for whatever reason, and therefore, that would be different. Divrei Meir. Chum Omer Af Megadev, also Megadev. Also Megadev doesn't bring a chatas if you did a peshogig. Why? Because Shinemar Torah Achas Yiyo Lachem L'Osei B'Shkaga. Yatsa Megadev, Shein Osei Maisa. Doesn't do a Maisa. He doesn't do a Maisa, because talking is not a Maisa. Okay. Which will do a little tomorrow. We're going to change that anyway. Minyan Olamali. Why does it say 36? I can count myself. Why does it have to say there are 36 creases? I can count myself. Why do you need a number for that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here's why. Shim Asan Kulam Behelim Echad. If you did them all in one period of unawareness, I don't know anything. I'm the massive Amaritz. So Chayev Akal Achas Achas. He Chayev for every single one, a separate one. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, well, wait a minute. There's a, one of the 36 was only by a female. So how could this be, how could you be Chayev all 36? If you're a female, one of them doesn't count. One of them, right? And if you're a male, right, also one doesn't count.
You can't
be both. What did the Gemara mean by when it said this?
Two of them are
the same. What? They don't apply by a female. Male doesn't apply by a female.
Right.
So how could it even, so what, so the Gemara's going to want to know, what, which gender are we talking about when we made the statement? If you did them all, you give it one period of unawareness, the guy doesn't know anything. The guy's completely Amar, he doesn't know anything. He did everything. He did everything wrong. That could be. So you hire 36 separate chattises. Bishogeg. What? So the Gemara's going to...
What's that teaching you? These are separate actions. If I eat trefa, I'm not Shabbos, why would you think that you're not going for two different things?
I'll tell you why you think that. We'll see why...
My question is that you don't bring a chattis if you're over a mitzvah say. So if you haven't had a bris milah and you don't do anything about it, you don't bring a chattis.
We'll get to that. At the end of the day, you're not going to have a question anymore about that.
Okay, if I do two other things on Shabbos, two completely different things, that I cook and I don't know what else, something.
And you write a letter. Home. And you write a letter.
Right. I write,
you bring two chattises.
Two chattises.
Right.
So
why would you think you bring one? You'll see why.
You know Shabbos.
So Vesu, one second, by the way, this is not the only place in Shas where it gives a number. Not, it says, Avos Molochos Abom Chasamachas. So is there a 39 of us malachim in Shas? Minyan Alamali. Why did Meshav say there are 30? I can count myself. The answer, same story. Shemas and Kul Behel Mechad Chayav Akal Achas Vachas. You chayav each and every one. Each one separate. Vesu also, Hadudan, Arbar Mechusre Kapara. There are four people that are not allowed to go onto the Beis HaMikdash grounds until they bring a carbon. Those four people are Azav, Azava, El Yolades, and a Mitzora. Minyan Alamali. Why did I say four? I can count myself. Lafuki Midrebi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Because he's different. Omar, Hey Havi. He said there were five. Titania, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ger, Mechusar Kapara. A Ger also can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash grounds, Ad Shizrak is Damolav, until they bring a carbon for him. So the answer is, Ahachi Tani Dal. That's how we said four, because we don't agree with that. That's how we said four. Good? Yeah, fine. Hadadnan, with Su Hadadnan, Abba Mevi'in Al-Azadon Kishkaga. There are four people that bring a carbon if they did something wrong, even Beshogig, even Bemezid, they bring a carbon, even Bemezid. Who are those four people? Number one, somebody has a relation with a Shifcha Harufa, so a Shifcha that's half freed or whatever, that's one. Number two is a Nazir that got Tomei. He brings a carbon even if his Tomei was by mistake. Some dead body fell on top of him, he didn't do it on purpose. He still brings a carbon. Number three, if someone lies about the Eidus, I don't have any Eidus for you. I don't know what Reuven and Shimon still lend money to each other. What do you mean? You were in the room. No, I don't know anything. So, and then, of course, that was a lie. You bring a carbon for that? Even if it was Beshogeg, I forgot I did talk to see that. Still bring a carbon for that? And number four was Shavuot HaPikadon. I ask you to watch something for me. Then I come back and say, what are you talking about? I never met you before my life. Right, so that, and then, of course, you're lying. You bring a carbon for that. Even if you did it Beshogeg, I forgot I do have it. You bring a carbon for that also.
You bring a carbon if you should do the Shavuot.
Hmm?
Only if you swear.
Yeah, and then you swear, right. And then it's falsely, right. Right. Okay. Minyana Lamali, again, why is it four? Because Mafuke Midrabi Shimon, the Tanya of Shimon Omer, Shvuz HaPikadon, Lumitin Zadon Alekapara, he said that there is no carbon for the Shvuz HaPikadon. You don't bring a carbon for that. Adahaki Tani Dalit, that's why we said four. Su Hadatnan, Chamishi may be in carbon echad alaveros harbe. There are five people can bring one carbon for many averos. We're going to get to that on Daf Teth, what that means. Minyana, we're going to see in a minute what I mean. Minyana Lamali, why did it say five? Mishum de Kabai, Lemisni, Seifa, Nazir. Because he wanted to say in the Seifa, Nazir, Im Nitma, Tumos, Harbe. He has a lot of Tumas. What's going on here? Then, Mishkachas La, Umishkachas La. So, here's the story. It says later on in the Masechta, Daf Tes, Chamisha Mevi'im Karban Echad al Averos Harbe. There are five people that bring one carbon for a lot of Averos. For example, let's say you have a Nazir. So a Nazir is not supposed to become Tamei. What happens if he becomes Tamei? He has to bring a carbon. What if he becomes Tamei on Monday? He has to bring a carbon, he has to start over. He has to wait 7 days, bring a carbon, and then start over. And then he becomes Tamei on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday. And then on Thursday. Every day he becomes Tamei. How many carbonates is he bringing? He's only bringing one. Why? Because he never got out of his 7 days. So if you never get out of your 7 days, it's really one thing that you did wrong. The 7 days keep starting another day. First it was Monday, then and now it was, now you pushed it off till Tuesday. Now you pushed it off till Wednesday. You understand what's going on? He got Tamei on a Monday. Okay, so he has to wait 7 days now, bring the carbon, and start over. Then he can Tamei on Tuesday. He has to wait 7 days from Tuesday and start over. But since he was not eligible to bring the carbon yet, because he has to wait 7 days, it's all considered one Tumah. It's all considered one Tumah. And you only bring one carbon for this. What about if he became Tamei on the seventh day? Monday he became Tamei, 7 days later he became Tamei again. So, it's a machlokas about that case. Why? Because you don't bring a carbon until day 8. But on day 7, already the count starts over. So it's really a new count, but you're not eligible to bring the carbon yet. So is that considered one problem or two different problems? That's a machlokas. So, ditnan, chamisha mevi'in carbon echad al averos harbe. Five people bring one carbon for a lot of things wrong. We'll explain what that means later. Minyan alamli, why does that say five? I can count five people. The answer is, Mishum dekabar lemisni seifa, Nazir. Because we wanted to include Nazir. Im nitma tumas harbe. If you got a lot of tumas, Mishkachas la, kigon, idme bishvi. He got Tamei on Thursday. On the seventh day. I'm sorry, on the seventh day he got Tamei. V'chad, v'chazar v'nit bishvi. Then the following seventh day he got Tamei again. Umani, and who is this? Rabbi Yosi bar Yehudi, the Amar, Nazirus the Tahira, min Shvihu, the Chayla Aleha. That on the seventh day, you're already Tahar. You're already Tahar. Now, you can't bring a carbon till the eighth day. Why? Because for the carbon, you need the eighth day. But for Tahira, the seventh day is good enough. So when you became Tumah on the seventh day again, what happened? It's another Tumah, but you're only going to bring one carbon. Why are you only going to bring one carbon? Because you were not eligible to bring a carbon yet. So since you're not eligible to bring a carbon yet, it's all swallowed up in one.
Even if it took about 2 7 days, you still only bring one carbon?
Yes, because even though the Tahira starts on day seven and day one is the same thing, but you can't bring the carbon till tomorrow. So right. Since it became Tamei today, we'll include it in the Tumah from last week. So you're only bringing one carbon. Tomar Rebihi, because if you want to tell me it's Rebbe, another Pshita, Kivan de Benaziris Tahira ad Shmilu Chayaloleha, you're not going to become Tahar till day 8. So then, Hechi Mishkachasla, how are you ever going to have a case where you're eligible to bring a carbon, and yet the Tumah should still be counted from the last Tumah? Impossible. Why? E did it Mabazayin, if he became Tumah on day 7. And then he became Tamei on the seventh day next week. Kula chada tuma arichti. It's one long tuma. Your tuma never finished. You become Tamei on Monday, and then on Tuesday. And then you're good for 4 days. Then you become Tamei again. Another 5 days go by. You become Tamei again. You never got out of the tuma. The same thing is true if it's every 7 days. Because Rebbe held, the tuma doesn't end until the eighth day. So every 7 days, you're still in tuma. You never got out of it. According to the other opinion, day 7 is day 1. So you got out of the Tumah, but you couldn't bring the carbon yet. So you're in a limbo state. So yeah, right? Understand what's going on? You couldn't bring the carbon yet, but you're in limbo state. Tomorrow I can bring the carbon, but it's day 1 already. Because day 7 and day 1 is the same day. From tomorrow on day 1, 7, it becomes day 1. But I can't bring the carbon until tomorrow. So that makes sense. It's possible to get Tumah again. You couldn't bring the carbon, and the Chiddush is, it's one Tumah. Right? But if according to the Rebbe, Day eight is day 1, not day 7. So if you become Tumah on day 7, it's becoming Tumah on day 2. You never get out of the Tumah. There's no Chiddush in that. Now, what about Nevi'i? The Inidba Beches, you became Tumah on day 8. The Chazav Inidba Beches, and then you become day 8 again. What do you mean? Given the Yatzah B'Shah HaRuul Yilohavi Ba'Karban, Chayav HaKalachas Vachas. There'd be no Shaila that if you became Tumah on day 8, You got to bring a separate carbon for that. Why? Because of the eight, I can bring my first carbon now. I'm ready to bring my carbon. Start over. And you became Tomei? For sure bring two carbonos. Elishma mina, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudahi. Okay? So that's why we said five to include the case of Nazir. Now the Gemara just says everything I just said. My Rebbe, or my Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Huda, what are you talking about? What are they talking about, these people? What are they talking about? I just said everything because I read the Gemara. The Tanya. It says, V'kideish es rosho b'yom ahu. You go to the mikvah, you become tar on that day. B'yom habash karbonosa. That's the same day you bring the carbon. That's day eight. Divi Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Huda, Omer, no, b'yom tagachlaso. On the day you shave, which is day seven. So you can have a limbo state according to him. According to Rebbe, you cannot have a limbo state. Either it's either day seven, or day one, or day eight, which is day one. So according to him, you'll never bring Tumas Harbe one carbon, according to Rebbe. Never happened. Okay. Another one. Fesuha Ditnan. There's another Mishnah later on in Daftes. Hey Mevi in carbon Olaviorid. There are five people that bring in Olaviorid. Who are the five people? Number one, you swear that you don't owe aidus for somebody. Number two, you swear falsely on some nonsense. Like I swear that that's a piece of gold, which is nonsense. Number three, a tamei that ate kachim. Number four, a tamei that went to the base of Mikdash. And number five is a yoledes and a mitzora. There's no middle level there. Either you bring a carbon or you bring flour. There's no bird level. That's the fifth one. Okay? Again, minyan olamali. Why don't I need a list? I know I can count myself. Mishum diktani seifa, because it says in the seifa. Now this, the first Mishnah daf tes. The seifa is in Horius. The Gemara calls it seifa. It says in the seifa. It doesn't say in the seifa. It says it in the different mesechta. The following. There's the following halacha. The halacha is, if Bezin makes a mistake, they paskin that something's mutter or whatever, and it turns out it's a big mistake, and the whole kliyot will listen to that. You only bring one carbon. Why? Because only one mistake. A million people did that Isser on Shabbos. Yeah, but it's only one mistake. If Bezin's a mistake, Bezin brings a carbon. The halacha is, Bezin only brings a carbon if an individual did that, he'd bring a chatas. Okay? But if an individual would bring a carbon all of the Yorid, then Bezin doesn't bring a par helam davar shel tzibur, it's called. When Bezin makes a mistake, it's only if an individual person would bring a regular chatas, not an all of the Yorid. Okay? That's halacha. So it says in the Seifa that that Nasi Kiyotze Behem. And a king is the same story. What same story? That a king, if a king would do an Avera, that a regular person would bring an Orl of a Yored, he doesn't bring a Chatas. Kings don't bring Chatases. Okay? Kings don't bring all of the Yorids, I'm sorry. If a king would go to the Beit HaMikdash by mistake, Betumah, he would not bring the Chatas. Me and you would. He wouldn't. Why? Also, the Beit HaMikdash wouldn't. The Beit HaMikdash paskin something about going to the Beit HaMikdash, Tumah, whatever. No Chatas, no parallel lover, shall tzibur. Why not? Because the individual person would bring a carbon all of the Yorid. So the Beit Bezdin and a king have different halachas than everybody else. Okay?
Nasi?
Nasi is a king. Nasi means a king, yeah. Nasi means a king. Or the Nasi of a shave, it could be the same thing. Yeah. So anyway, so that in the Seif, it said over there, in the Seif is in Horius, that a Parhal Darvishal Tibur and a Nasi are different, right? So Nasi Kiyotzeben, same story. Tani Hei Lafuke Midrebi Elazar. That's why we had said five. There are five people bring an Ol V'Yorid to exclude Rabbi Elazar. He holds that there's no such thing as a carbon Ol V'Yorid when it comes to Tumah. No such thing. If there's no such thing, then a Nasi would bring a regular Chatas, because the Yisrael brings a regular Chatas. No such thing, right? Damar Nasi Mevi Sire. A Nasi could bring a regular Chatas, just like me and you. Therefore, we said five, because we don't agree with that. That's why we said five, because we don't agree with that. Okay? Good? Good. We didn't even start the Mesechta yet. We're talking about every other thing. We didn't even start the Krisis yet, right? Hasu, Suha, another one. Didnan. Dalad Avos Nezikin. There are four Avos Nezikin. So Minyan Alamali. Why don't you know? I can count myself. Because Lafuki Midir Oshia Damar Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin. To exclude Oshia, he said there are 13 Avos. No, we don't. No, we said four, not 13. Al Oshia Minyan Alamali. Why did he say 13? I can count his two. He has a brisa. The answer is Lafuki Midir Bchia. To exclude him, the Amar Chav Dalad Avos Nezikin. There are 24. Why does he have 24? Why does he have a list? Why does he have a number? Because I'll tell you why. Lafuke Masur u Mefagel. To exclude Masur, what's Masur? Is a Malshin. Somebody snitches to the government. You called the IRS on me. You know what loss you caused me? You caused me $1 million penalty. Can I sue you for $1 million? Take you to Bezdin now. No, there's no such Av Nezikin like that. There's no such Nezikin like that. Or Pigel. The Kohen can't stand this guy. So he does Pigel on purpose. Ruins the whole carpet. The expensive carpet. He ruins the whole thing. Right? So I'm going to sue that coin for Pigel. Can't sue him. Why? Because Rashi says these are Nezek. They're not Hecker. You can't see them. They're spiritual things. So about the IRS, I'm debatable. But Pigel is a spiritual thing, and you can't sue for that. So it's not an Ezekiel. You caused the guy damage. It's not on the list. That's why he said it's only 24. Don't think there's more. There's no more on the list. These are not on the list. Okay. Now, let's get back to Krisos. Amar Mar, we started off by saying, Im aso kulon behelam echad, chayav akalachas veachas. If you did them all at one shot, you chayav each and every one. Bishlama pata lagamri lamasas amarta. I understand that it's impossible for a situation where you'd be putter, you're never going to have any consequences of anything you do wrong. I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara is asking here. Bishloma, I get it. Putter lagamri lo matzah samarta. We didn't want to say you putter for totally. I'm not sure what that means. What do you mean we didn't want to say? I understand that we didn't want to say you putter totally. What does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. Tiksev, it says, ki kol asher yatzeh b'kol tovosa eilev v'nichmasu. You're going to get cursed for something in the Torah. The Torah says you're going to get cursed. I'm not sure what this question means. Ella, Ema, listen to this, Josh. Aver chada nechayev chata. If you did one on the list, nechayev one. And mechal gets mechal Shabbos. So he brings the chatos. Aver kulu behelam echad, ein nechayev elachas. If you do everything wrong, then nechayev one. Why should it be chayev one? Right? You'd be chayev only one. I'm not sure why I would think that. Right? It's only one mistake. The mistake is I don't know anything. It's only one mistake. No, you don't know anything. We're talking about the Mishnah. 36 creases. I did everything wrong. I ate a Yom Kippur, and I went to a Nida. I did everything wrong. My mother, my stepmother, everything wrong. Why? I don't know anything. So I'm what do you call it? It's one halam. It's one mistake. The mistake is I don't know anything. Right? Amar B'Yochanan, Lakach Yatza Kares Ba'achoso L'chalek. That's why in Parshas Achrimos, at the end of Parshas Achrimos, it says like this. There's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Achrimos that says,
"Yeah."
We'll see why in a minute. It's a good question. The Gemara is going to answer that question tomorrow or the next day. So there's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Achrimos that says like this. Here, no, not 2017. The first one, 1827, 29. You do any of these things wrong, anything I just mentioned, which all the arayas, you get a karis. You do any of these wrong, you get a karis. Then, at the end of Kedoshim, it says, that's 2018, at the end of Kedoshim, in the middle of Kedoshim, somewhere it says, at the end of Kedoshim it says, Isha Asha Yishkav is 2018? 17. Someone takes his sister, Bas Aviv, the daughter of his father, Bas Ima, the daughter of his mother, V'ro'es Ervasa, he, Nichrisu Le'ene B'nei Amam, they're going to get Karis for that. We already said everyone gets Karis. Why are we singling out a sister? We already said that. We already know that, you get Karis. Said at the end of Achimos, you do any of these things wrong, and the sister's there, you get Karis. Why is it repeated again? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why it's repeated again. It's l'chalek. It's singled out to tell you, just like one is singled out, they're all singled out. That's what it's doing there, right? Amar of Yochanan, l'kach yotzei karis b'achoso, that's why it's singled out by a sister, l'chalek, to be to be machalik and to make one, every single one is individual. Maskaflor bibu barabaya, says a bibu barabaya, ema achoso depart kasa of nechaya chadala. I agree with you. That one's separately. That one you're going to get coverage for by itself. But v'kulon, but everyone else, kivon de behelam echad, lo nechaya v'la'ata. Shall I get one? So, the good kasha, no? Bibu barabaya is a good kasha. So they asked Rabbi Barabaya, did you go to elementary school? Well, Rabbi Barabaya, me Leslie Chadatanya, we say this every morning. Kol Darba Shahaya Bichlal, anything that was in the klal, it's one of the Yugilamidos. The Yatzim in our klal, it was taken out of the klal, Lulamed, to teach you a halacha. Lo Lulamed al Atzmo Yatza, it wasn't taken out to teach you itself. Elo Lulamed al Klal Kula Yatza. It was to teach you everything. Keitzad, it says like this. V'hanefesh asher tochal basar. Any person that will eat meat, that's, I think it's pigle meat. Tumah meat. That pasuk was written by Shlomim. V'halo Shlomim b'chlal, kol kachim hayu. But there was a separate pasuk that said, can any kachim tumah? Lama yatsa, why was it taken out? L'hakash alev, to be a model. Ma shlom she kachim is bech v'chavon alav, yichayev af kol she kachim is bech v'chavon alav. So the Torah doesn't have to say every single time, if you do that, you get karmic. If you do that. It said it one time, and then it said it one time by sister, to tell you that every single one of these is l'chalik. If you don't have a munis chachamim, you're not going to buy into this, right? Yatsu kachim berech abayis. But berech abayis is excluded. If somebody donates an animal to Berek HaBayis, that's not karis, and then they shecht it, and you eat, and someone eats the meat petumah, you don't get karis for that. Interesting, why not? Because it's not a carbon. So Rabbi Barabayis is like, that wasn't my kasha. Amalei Rabbi Barabaya, lav mi amar tahasim yartu kodakshi Berek HaBayis, didn't you just say, I went to elementary school, I know what you're giving me those, and one of them is, if it's yartu min aklal yartu lam and other. But you just excluded Berek HaBayis. Why'd you do that? So, Hachanami, Ma'achosum Yuchedes, She Erev of Ein Lo Heter B'chai Asura, it's Asur, it's never going to be Mutter. There's no way you could ever marry your sister. It's never going to happen. Af Kol She Ein Lo Heter B'chai Asura, so to anyone who you could never marry, or anyone that no one could ever marry, Yatsu Eish Asish. So an Eish Asish should not be Chayef Kares. Why? Even the husband can be mutter for you to marry that guy's wife. How? He hands her a get. You can marry her. So it's not an isser. Yeah, I agree with you. Just like we excluded Berek HaBayis from the isser of tumah. Why? It's not a carbon. So too, not every arise is created equal. An Eishes Ish is very different than Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is never going to be mutter. Eishes Ish could be mutter. How's it going to be mutter? The guy divorced her. I'm mutter now. The guy dies. He's mutter now. So those should not be chayav kares. That was my kasha. I went to elementary school. I know about davar yamid minyano. I know that. Amar b'yon, v'itam rav huna, b'rei dav yeshua, amar kra, it says, ki kol asher yaseh mikol tovos ha'ele. Right? That's the pasuk in Achrimos. If you're going to do any of these things, you're going to get kares. So hukshu, kol arayis kul, lachoso. They're all the same. Everything's compared. Ma choso chayav an Allah b'fnei atzma, af kol chayav b'fnei atzma. I hear what you're saying about the kachim, but it's different because I have a separate pasuk that said every arise gets kares, and then achoso singled out. Yes, it's singled out to tell you that each arise you get kares for, not one for all of them. Ul Rav Yitzchak, and according to Rav Yitzchak, the Amar Chayve Krisus Bichlal Hayu V'lo Miyata Kares Ba'achoso. He has a different part. He says, why was a sister singled out? Not because to teach you this halacha, that there's separate kares for each and every arayas. Not for that reason, for a different reason. Lodona b'kares v'lo b'malkas. No, it's for a different reason. That the reason why the Torah singles out achoso is there's no malkas when it comes to arayas. He has a unique shita. What if they warn you, don't go with that nida. You're not allowed to be with that nida. If you do that, you're going to get malkas. So where does it in the Torah you get a malkas for that? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you get malkas for that. Doesn't say in the Torah that. How do you know what you get malchus for, what you don't get malchus for? Nobody even knows. You have the Lord Gemara and Rambam. So he says there's no malchus for arayis, only kares.
How can you get kares?
karis twice.
You can't get karis twice.
So what you're saying is each one you get karis
twice. No, I mean each individual. We said the question was maybe if you did all the arayis behelamecha, you only have one karis, right? B'shogeg, only one chatos, right? So he says, I learned a different thing from that. I learned that you only get one. There's no malchus. There's no malchus on arayis. So lachalik minole. So how does he know that if you do all the arayis, you have behelam echad, you have individual chatoses? How does he know that? Nafkalei neither el isha benidas tumasa lo sikarev. Lachalik lachal isha veisha. Every individual woman is separate. All right, we'll stop here. Rabbanon, we'll stop at the Rabbanon on the fourth to bottom line. We finished most of the daf today. Wanted to do a little more. Got pretty. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.